Blaze, so quickly, your thoughts right now on a few of the just bullet points that you would point to, how to build a powerful left in the United States.
People have to join unions, and unions have to be self-critical. We had a massive, wonderful movement called the International Workers of the World with a concept that there should be one union for people who work. It was called, it was stopped by criminal syndical acts. We have to get back to that concept. If you work, you are in the union. That gives us a labor party, as all of Europe has, as the rest of the world has. We do not have a labor party. The Democratic Party is not a labor party. So, and then to think, to begin the respect for people, the most morally upright people I know are teachers, and they are being demonized now. These low-paid, magnificent professionals that mold people's lives, that give of their day, they don't stop at 3 in the afternoon, as the unlettered would tell them. They're working all the time, doing lesson plans, grading papers, wondering how to reach that impossible student. And they are outstanding people. Of course you have a bad apple every now and then, but very rarely. It's a great profession. We need one union. We need people to join the union who work. We need to form a labor party. The labor party should run the United States. People who work should run this country. Now, if you have enough money to buy a $10 million yacht, you're not working, are you? Well, why did you buy the yacht? What are you going to do with it? Unless you have most of your day to waste. And we're going to realize that people taking $200 million a year are stealing money. That money is not theirs. It does not belong to them morally. It belongs to people who are now sleeping on the street in Los Angeles, 90,000 per night in this area. Absolutely a crime, and it has to stop. Yes, we can do it, but we have to stop the babble. We have to stop people from being totally illogical. We have to stop the congressional babble. Talking about working people as if they were the problem. The public sector is what keeps the United States working. It is the only thing that has made this country function. Public schools, public libraries, public parks, public health, public sector employment is essential. It is lower paid than private sector. The people in it are very dedicated people. And, of course, we need the self-criticism constantly coming from the inside. We have to have unions capable, union people capable of criticizing their leadership, which we have and which we see and which we're proud of. So, of course, we can have a powerful left. In fact, we can have a country that is run by people who work.